Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Our coverage begins with a call from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, pressing for increased transparency in professional indemnity insurance. AFCA warns of limitations and insufficient supervision of these insurers. Issues highlighted following the collapse of Dixon Advisory. This drive for transparency aims at enhancing consumer protection against policy exclusions and insufficient funds, which can leave punters without redress. Although AFCA doesn't overlook professional indemnity insurers, it insists on their significant role in supporting the compensation scheme of last resort. AFCA emphasizes the need for improved insight into policy details that directly affect consumer compensation outcomes. Next up, we pivot to our Parliament as the Senate seeks to shine a light on insurance premiums. Backed by Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, it's pushing for enhanced supervision by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. The Senate sees a national affordability issue in our current insurance landscape and is calling for comprehensive government intervention against unchecked price increases. Their inquiries led to a report advocating the abolishment of insurance tax and the establishment of a national platform for natural disaster data, among other recommendations. Talks are ongoing over a proposed levy on mineral extraction corporations and a review of strata governance. Nonetheless, the Insurance Council of Australia looks forward to collaborating on these bold findings. Keeping up with trends, the Insurance Council of Australia is lobbying for a revamp of advice regulations. With the federal government's intent to simplify insurance advice, upcoming draft legislation could make a substantial difference to insurer-consumer interactions. The Council points out that current regulations limit insurers to general advice only, thereby restricting personalized tips. The proposed changes aim to introduce a simple advice model which would eliminate orthodox fees and encourage personal interaction. Both industry and consumers share a hopeful outlook that such reforms will bring client-oriented insurance guidance into the modern era. In a recent groundbreaking decision, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled in favor of a salon owner in a compensation dispute with QBE Insurance over a faulty laser machine. This case focuses a spotlight on gray areas in insurance policy interpretation. A discrepancy over the underinsurance clause and the repair costs of the machine brought the case to the forefront, calling for clear communication in insurance contracts. The FK judgment demonstrates the shifting tide towards consumer-centered approaches in policy disputes. And that wraps up your weekly insurance news with me, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, visit our business website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, Australia. Until next week.